Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see, I pay no Dr. Jazz in my dream.
On today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are going to celebrate the life and music of one of the most prominent jazz drummers of all time, Mel Lewis. Lewis was born Melvin Sokoloff in 1929 in Buffalo, New York, to Russian Jewish immigrants. He began playing drums professionally as a teenager and joined the big bands of Boyd Rayburn, Elvino Ray, and Stan Kenton. He moved to Los Angeles in 1957 and got involved with the West Coast cool jazz scene. In 1965, Lewis and trumpeter Thad Jones founded a big band together. This Thad Jones-Mel Lewis Orchestra lasted for 12 years. Lewis passed away from cancer in 1990 at age 60. He was nominated for 14 Grammy Awards. Let's get started with the Jones-Lewis Big Band doing Consummation in 2002. Lewis was in Gloria Lynn's backup band at the Thunderbird in Las Vegas in 1963 doing Record Company Blues. Lewis was included in a septet on pianist Jimmy Roll's recording of The Wind and the Rain in Your Hair from the 1958 album Weather in a Jazz Vein.
Thank you. might be old, but mine is new. So girls, before you fall in love, take heed to what I say to you. Don't misunderstand me. Love can be a wonderful thing. Please understand me. Love can be a real nice thing. My story is a long, long, long story, and I could go on and on, long. Well, I better not go no further, 'cause I'd be here all night long. Yeah, and I got another real good reason. Record companies don't make records that long.
The drum work of Mel Lewis is the focus on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Valve trombonist Bob Brookmeyer recorded the standard On the Sunny Side of the Street on his Blues Hot and Cold album of 1960. Jimmy Rolls on piano, Buddy Clark bass, and Mel Lewis. June Christie's 1962 Big Band Specials album included Mel Lewis on drums. Here's Stompin' at the Savoy. Flute men Herbie Mann and Buddy Collette teamed up for the album Flute Fraternity in 1957. Here they are on Perdido, Jimmy Rolls piano, Buddy Clark bass, and of course, Mel Lewis on drums. Thank you.
Never tired of grabbing, stomping with you at the sandbar.
We are enjoying the drumming of Mel Lewis on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Lewis was on trumpeter Conti Candoli's The Five album in 1955. They recorded I Dig Ed. Lewis was a member of the Marty Paich Orchestra in 1961 when they backed up Mavis Rivers on her Mavis release. She sang Andy Razoff's Massachusetts. Baritone man Jerry Mulligan and altoist Paul Desmond collaborated in 1962 and recorded Two of a Mind with Joe Benjamin on bass and You Know Who on drums.
Massachusetts, place where culture meets Massachusetts, where they bake with pride, Massachusetts. Beans are glorified, Massachusetts. Spread the news around. My Massachusetts bound.
Thank you.
We've got Mel Lewis playing his drums all over the place on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Three vibraphonists, Terry Gibbs, Victor Feldman, and Larry Bunker, teamed up for the album A Jazz Band Ball in 1957 with Mel Lewis, of course. They did Hollywood Blues. The Marty Paich Orchestra accompanied Mel Torme on his Lulu's Back in Town album of 1957. You'll hear Rodgers and Hart's I Like to Recognize the Tune. Lewis was a member of the Quincy Jones Big Band in 1957 when they recorded No Bones at All on the album Go West, Man. Bud Shank and Bill Perkins got their flutes together on Fluted Columns in 1955. Hampton Hawes on piano, Red Mitchell bass, and who else on drums? Mel Lewis. Thank you.
Some funny folks like to shoot off rockets. Others like to pick your pockets. Some of them keel when they feel the earth. Others go in for perjury. I too have a passion which I can't understand. It comes out when I hear a band. I like to recognize the tune. I like to savvy what the band is playing. I keep saying, must you bury the tune? I got to know the answer soon. Is it the cat meowing in the attic? Is it static? Must you bury the tune? A guy named Buddy plays the drums like thunder, but the melody is 6 feet under. There isn't anyone immune. They've killed the Billy Roses and Buccinis. Don't be meanies. Must you bury the tune? I like to recognize the tune. So many crazy sounds around the new list. Where's the melody? I never recognize the tune whenever guys are playing but the coolest. A guy named Buddy plays the drums like thunder, but the melody is 6 feet under. There isn't anyone immune. They've killed the Billy Roses and Buccinis. Don't be meanies. Must you bury the tune? I'd give a million if I could hear one melody that's free and clear. Why must you bury the tune? The tune.
join us for another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.